Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text comes from John chapter 6, beginning at verse 41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not murmur among yourselves. I am the bread of life. That is the text. Dear friends and friends. In the summer of 1940, after Dunkirk, the British government instituted emergency measures to meet the expected Nazi invasion across the channel. Military museums, for example, were stripped of their display of field guns and they mounted these on trucks. And these light artillery pieces then served as useful mobile units for coastal defense. Middle-aged veterans who had last handled such guns some 20 years ago in the First World War were called up to man this makeshift artillery. Although these men were familiar with the guns and with the routine of loading and firing, the pace of discharge did not seem as rapid as it should have been. So the defense ministry called in a time and motion expert to suggest ways of simplifying the firing procedure. We studied one of the five-man crews as they went through their procedure, and he was puzzled by certain aspects of their movement. So he took some slow motion pictures of the soldiers performing their routine. And as he was viewing the developed scans, he noticed something rather odd. There was this moment just before the firing when three men of the crew stepped back, no longer participated in the routine, stepped back to the truck and simply stood at attention until the gun was fired. Now, the time and motion man then summoned an old colonel of the artillery and pointed out this strange behavior to him and asked him what it meant. And he couldn't understand it either, so he asked to see the film a second time, and having seen it, he said, Aha, I've got it now. They are holding the horses to keep them from firing. Now, this military incident suggests rather nicely how sometimes the structured and the familiar operate in such a way as to cushion us from reality. When we reach out to hold the horses, we expect to find them there. And sometimes their absence is memorialized by our persistence in simply repeating the gesture. Now, the morning crowd here in the text of the day is engaged in just this kind of horse holding. They are reaching out for the familiar Jesus, the one whom they knew as the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know. They were acquainted with his family. But what is offered them instead is Jesus, the Son of God, the living God who came down from heaven to give life to the whole world. And you hear a note of disappointment in their complaint, because they know the family of Jesus well, and in this knowledge they find no basis at all of the claim, for the claim that Jesus makes to himself. What do these people see? Well, they fail to see the face of God as it appears in their midst. Instead, they were looking for horses. You see, when God entered this world to redeem, he did it in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He became a true human being, the same time retaining his true divinity. He lived the perfect life for us. He bore the pain, the guilt, the punishment for the sins of the human family. He died a substitutionary death for us. And in every detail, completed God's plan of redemption and rescue for the human race, and was vindicated by his resurrection and ascension. And this has been the continuing message of the Christian church down through the ages. And it is this message, too, that has brought us together here as a unit of the church in this seminary. And it is this message, Christ the bread of life, that needs to be uppermost in our minds on this call day. When out of the three passages on our text, receive assignment which involves them in the sharing of this bread of life. This is the assignment to receive today, as well as first call from the Lord of the time. Now there is something structured and routine about all educational institutions, like our seminary, as well as about our current church body. In fact, the structure and the routine can be very helpful, because these things can free us from deliberate concentration on routine tasks so that we can concentrate carefully on the real work before us. So structure and routine are designed to be a source of freedom. We are so well then, as we wear a fine suit of clothes. We put the clothes on in order to go to work and get our work done. However, this idea is not always realized. The structure of an organization can at times interfere with the accomplishment of the goal. A prominent church leader recently stated that congregations as well as church bodies that are 25 years old and older are always in danger of losing sight of their goal. They tend to concentrate on organization and administration, upon survival of the institution. Now, with Vicar's assignments and first calls, there is a lack of structure here. Many administrators proceed. There are committees from placement committees from the faculty, meeting with representatives of the Council of Presidents, and then the Council of Presidents meet to fulfill its constitutional responsibility as the Board of Assignments. Now, this structure is all designed to provide the church with needed riches. But sometimes in this fashion, you may be reaching behind that and end up groping the empty earth. While we should be reaching for what Jesus offers to the people in our text and continues to offer to us today, saying, "I am the bread of life." Bread can be so familiar and so ordinary. The gospel can be so familiar and so ordinary because it is heard so often, and the constant challenge to all of us who work with the bread of life is that we always look at it as for the first time and see and discover anew the wonder of God's loving ways. So we are to use the institution of the church with all its varied procedures and administrative ways as we use a fine piece of clothes in order to get our work done. Do not grope into the empty earth looking for horses. They are there. But continue to focus, particularly today, upon the bread of life, because we need to see that, and we need to serve to the starving and hungry world. The Germans have a saying, "Ein Mensch ist, was ist." That is, man is what he eats. Now, this may not be quite true physically, but there is a lot of truth in it spiritually. For the man who feeds his heart and mind on the centerfold of playboy will find himself becoming more and more a creature of lust. Or the man who nourishes his soul with dreams of power and status and accomplishment will find his soul becoming more and more an unhappy victim of unsatisfied ambition. However, the proper food for the soul of man is the bread of life. The gospel of Jesus Christ set before us in word and sacrament. He is that bread which came down from heaven, that a man might eat of it and not die, but live and live and live. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses human understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life eternal. Amen.